I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
The Ziglar Show, timeless inspiration from Zig Ziglar that's influenced over 250 million people worldwide, inspiring true performance in your work and life today.
The Ziglar Show, number 296. What does desire require? We're going to hear three short clips from Zig Ziglar today and discuss three requirements for successfully achieving your desires. I'm your host, Kevin Miller. My co-host today is Ziglar CEO and proud son, Tom Ziglar. And we are broadcasting live on Facebook at ZiglarShow.com. Before we dive into today's clips and topics, I want to thank you all for listening to The Ziglar Show and just express gratitude to all of you who are striving to get more inspiration and motivation into your lives. Today's December 1st, and for the month of November, there were 222,819 downloads of The Ziglar Show. Today, we're sitting at number 20 in all business podcasts in iTunes. I'd like to ask a favor of you. If Zig impacted your life, and if you're enjoying the show, will you give us a review in iTunes? A few new reviews will bump us up in the rankings. It'll help more people get exposure to the benefits from the Ziglar message. Real quick here, Christmas specials. We have some incredible Christmas packages at Ziglar. Tom will mention a little bit more here shortly, but if you go to Ziglar.com/Christmas 2014, you can see what is happening there. We just launched those this last Friday and have had a lot of people taking advantage of that. So Ziglar.com/Christmas 2014, give you a chance to give a gift that will inspire and motivate a life. And as we're going to discuss, help others and yourself successfully achieve desires. Okay, we're going to dive into clip number one from Zig and then talk about it with Tom. And again, those of you who are live with us at ZiglarShow.com, we're here broadcasting live on Facebook. Tom and I are watching the comments and we'll be honored to hear your thoughts on what desire requires. Okay, so here then I bring you Mr. Ziglar.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. John Jones was in New York City. He wanted to go to Boston. He went out to the airport, bought a ticket, and on the way down to the gate, he stopped and saw a pair of scales on which he could weigh. He stepped on the scales, inserted his coin, and down came his fortune. Your name is John Jones. You weigh 185 pounds. You're going to catch the 220 to Boston. Well, that really amazed him, because how did those scales know all of those things? So he said, hey, must be some kind of a trick. He stepped back up on the scale, pulled his hat down over his eyes and ears, inserted his coin, down came his fortune. Your name is still John Jones. You still weigh 185 pounds, and you're still going to catch the 220 to Boston. Well, this really got to him. He decided somebody's trying to play a trick on him. He went into the men's room, changed clothes, came back out, stepped back up on the scales, inserted his coin, down came his fortune. Your name is still John Jones. You still weigh 185 pounds, but you just missed the 220 to Boston. Now, folks, you know, there are a lot of folks who start on a journey And then they, for whatever reason, fool around and miss the 220 to Boston, which is the train to success in life. Now, a lot of people, you know, start something and then they stop it. What I'm encouraging you to do is not only get busy so you'll catch the 220, but stay on it until you get there. Successful people are those who persevere. They hang in there. So hang in there, keep working, keep optimistic, and I'll see you at the top.
All right, Tom, I know that's a story that you know well, but how often do we experience that ourselves and hear that from other people, that we fool around or we just get distracted with the reality of life?
Right. I tell you what, Kevin, this is the time of year when that story resonates most of all, because it's December, you know, we're closing off the year and we're excited about the family time, the holidays, the Christmas season. And then we're looking forward to 2015, where we're thinking about the goals that we're going to set, you know, the things that we're going to accomplish. And we kind of look back in the past and go, oh, man, I meant to do that, but I never did it. And then we look in the future and we go, I'm going to write that down. And so when we actually use that story in an illustration, we relate it to goal setting. And the idea is that there's this dream and this goal that we all want to achieve. And we know we want to go there, right? We want to go to Boston. But for whatever reason, we write it down and then we get preoccupied with life. And so the encouragement in that story is simply this, is that when you have a worthy dream, goal, or objective that you want to accomplish, what you want to do is take the time to write it down in detail and then make the commitment and have the discipline to revisit that every single day. If you work on a goal, even for just 30 seconds a day, just refreshing your mind, what am I going to do today to get closer? Then those dreams become reality. Then you don't get distracted by the things in life. And Dad had this quote. He said this. He said, most people miss success because they trade what they want most for what they want now. And so to me, when I think of the story, I think of this. When a distraction comes in, I ask myself, will paying attention to that take me closer to or further from my goal?
So let's say on this number one, desire, as you said, requires commitment. Desire requires commitment. So for those of you watching and listening, number one, but you also even attested to just conceptualizing it, making it real. I love that, writing it down, which that's what Ziegler is so well known for, making it real, right? Getting serious about it.
Yeah. And you know, we teach goal setting in a very specifics, but for all everybody listening, there's really only three things that goals, they write it down in detail, they work on it every day, and they have an accountability partner. Right. Yeah. And so when we have this idea of desire takes commitment, man, those are the three commitments you got to have. You write it down in detail. You work through it. The second one is you work on it every day or as often as possible. Some goals don't require you to work on it every day, but they do require you to revisit it at least once a week, even if for a moment, so you can keep the idea, the benefits, the passion alive in your mind. And the third, if it's really worthwhile achieving, get an accountability partner. Tell your spouse, tell somebody at work, tell a close friend, hey, this is what I'm going for.
Okay, well, we're going to hit the next part here, part number two, another clip from Zig. But, Tom, I'm going to jump in an impromptu, way here, because you mentioned accountability. And I really think that's what I'm most excited about these Christmas packages. So, shameless self-promotion of the Ziegler Christmas packages here right now. I just like that part. It's some of the classic materials from Ziegler, but it is matched then with live webcasts that you're doing with people, with a group. We're going to have a live Facebook page for them. So there's accountability and personal leadership from you in digesting these materials, and then you get to walk with some other people who have become a part of this community as well. So I love the accountability of those Christmas packages, which again are at Ziegler.com/Christmas2014. Tom, I mean, you're going to be literally leading those webcasts live with the people who have purchased those packages.
Right. So on the personal development side, if in the goal summit, if you choose that package, you're going to have three webcasts. One of them's going to be on building the winning relationships, because if we're going to achieve all that life has to offer, we've got to have, you know, family and friends and teammates and coworkers helping us get there. And the way that that happens is we build a relationship on the right kind of foundation. We understand what motivates others. We understand the components of a good relationship. And then, of course, we got to be the right kind of person too. So there's going to be one webcast, you know, building the best you. It's a personal development side. Dad used to say this. He made it real simple. You can take all the right skills and put it on the wrong person, and it won't really matter, right? So how do you become the right person? And the third one, which is the strategy, which is the actual goal setting system, which is the specific 7-step process that we have. So that's just one of the packages. If you're looking to next year is the year where it's going to be your best year ever, a year where you do things that you've never done before, if you build yourself, if you build your relationships, and you have a specific strategy on how to get to where you want to go, that can be the most helpful thing for you.
Okay. And the beauty of live broadcasting is that you got to roll with the punches here. And I just let the cat out of the bag with our goal summit, which is for 2015, our packages, which we actually haven't even made live yet. So those of you guys, you just got a sneak preview for that. And I just jumped on it when you said accountability. Our Christmas packages at chris@ziglar.com/Christmas2014 don't have those webcasts, but you'll be seeing the goal summit packages as a part of those. Either way, you're going to get some great stuff there. Thanks for rolling with that one, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, it's the 12 days of Christmas, I guess. And they got a sneak preview on 10, 11, and 12.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, so we're going to jump in on this aspect of what does desire require? Okay. So we just hit desire requires commitment. Here's part two. Let's let Zig lead us off.
This is Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. If you're going to make it in life, you got to know how to train fleas. And I know you heard the one about the two fleas at the bottom of the hill, and one of them says, well, do we walk or take a dog? Well, anyhow, you train fleas by putting them in a jar. You put the lid on the jar, and the fleas will start jumping. They'll jump up, and they'll hit the top over and over and over again. And then you will notice something kind of interesting. If you take the top off of the jar, they will continue to jump, but they will not jump out of the jar because, you see, they've been conditioned to jump only so high. And when they've been conditioned to jump so high, that's as high as they can do. You know, a lot of people are that way. They start out in life to climb the mountain, to write the book, to break the record, to do something significant. But along the way, they bump their head or they stub their toe, and they become what I call a sniop, spelled S-N-I-O-P. They're susceptible to the negative influence of other people. So what is a flea trainer? A flea trainer is one who jumps out of the jar. A flea trainer understands very clearly that you don't tell people where to get off. You tell them and show them how to get on. A flea trainer realizes that what they do is up to them, and they refuse to be influenced by the negative people of life. When you take the flea trainer approach, I will see you. And yes, I really do mean you. Not just at the top. Hey, I'm going to see you over the top.
All right, so that's our part two. We still got one more Ziglar clip coming up, but that one right there, Tom, I know you know that story like the back of your hand, and it is and always has been dramatically relevant in looking at the, I like to say, the real and perceived obstacles that we put before us, between us and our desires.
Yeah. You know, on the bookshelf behind me, let me see if I can focus this camera a little bit. There's a book back there that Dad wrote. It was his first book. It's called Biscuits, Fleas, and Pump Handles. So that talk, the flea trainer story, comes. So that was the original title of that book, which became See You at the Top. So when you think about flea training, what I always walk away with is this. We cannot let our circumstances determine our attitude. We have to own our attitude ourselves. When you look at the world out there, literally over 70% of the world lets circumstances control their attitude. In other words, that sniop syndrome, susceptible to the negative influence of other people, that's the world's condition. When we take ownership of our own attitude and we decide, hey, no matter what's going on out there, I'm going to believe in certain things, I'm going to do certain things, then we've got a head start. We are already outrunning 70% of the population. So our race to excellence isn't even that difficult, because so many people have bought into the fact that everybody else controls the way they think about themselves. So a flea trainer makes that decision. I can jump out of the jar. I can do more than I've ever done. Why not do one more? Why not go the extra mile? Why not add a little bit extra? Why not stay five more minutes? Why not spend a little bit more time with that person who's so important to me? You know, why not get a little bit earlier? Why not get this idea a little bit extra? When we develop that little bit extra attitude, everything changes.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. AirDoctorPro.com, promo code Kevin.
Well, so let me ask you a question, Tom, on that, because it talks about, you know, yeah, the negative influence of others. And I know there are plenty of people that, especially when they express a desire, they want something more, they want to achieve something more, they can get some negative feedback from other people. Literally, it can be threatening to those around them, even close friends and family, and they can get literal negative feedback. But what do you think about the aspect, if we put in there also just limited expectations. I hear that from parents even. It may not be actual negative influences to their kids or friends that don't give a negative comment to their friend about something they want to achieve, but they just have limited expectations. And that goes back to the, you know, the fleas only jump on it so high, that can be harmful, and it's a little more subversive maybe.
Right. And this is something I learned, and Dad, I don't know where I got the study from. I think Dad shared it with me, and it has to do with kids, and I apply it to all of life. And it works like this: is they studied these kids, and they took two groups of kids, and one group of kids, they started working them through math problems, and they started off really easy, and they got harder and harder and harder, and they gave them like a new test every time. And every time they gave them a test, with the easy ones, they'd get them all right. And they would tell this group of kids, oh, you're so smart, you're so smart. Then they give them the next test, you're so smart, you're so smart. Then they give them the next test, you're so smart, you're so smart. And eventually the problems got so hard that the kids couldn't answer, right? They took another set of kids, they gave them the same tests, and after they finished it, they kept saying, oh, you worked so hard. Thank you for working so hard at that. Well, here's the amazing thing. The kids that they told were smart, they gave up when the questions got hard. The kids that they told, oh, you work so hard, they kept working at it. And they actually answered harder and harder questions, even though it took them more and more time. But you see, they were rewarded for their behavior of working hard, and not with something that they were born with, which was a natural inclination. And so what happens in life is we tend to compliment our kids and others around them for what they're born with rather than what they work on. And so what we want to do is we want to look at our own sets and our qualities, and we're going to say, you know what? I'm going to focus on the behaviors that I can control, which is discipline and hard work and perseverance and integrity and honesty and those kind of things. And so I encourage anybody listening, look at your friends and your circle of influence and ask yourself this: are they complimenting you and reinforcing the behaviors that you have control over? Or are they limiting you based on the pre-existing conditions that you may have brought to the table that you have no control over? I mean, why would you tell somebody who's got one leg, oh man, you're the slowest person in the room? Right. To me, they might have more perseverance, more hard work, more character than anybody in the room, because they made it on time, even though it took them an extra 30 minutes to get there because of the preparation they got. So differentiate your mind, the people you're around, the ones who compliment you on the character qualities you can control, and the ones who discard you because you're too tall, you're too short, nobody in your family's ever done that, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and there's multiple lessons that we could pull out of that one. But if we say to, as an umbrella statement for that aspect, that number two, desire requires us to increase our expectations of ourselves, which so often means not only giving ourselves good self-talk, but making sure that we are with other people who are going to do that too, and not give us the opposite, is dramatic. Well, based on that, part two of that piece of it, we'll say part three for the show here, but the next piece of that training fleas, this is another clip that we'll play here from Zig and then talk about that.
I'm Zig Ziglar with a follow-up encouraging word about flea training. Roger Bannister was one of the great flea trainers of all time. You might remember the name. He was the first one to break the barrier in the four-minute mile. For years and years, athletes had been saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to break the four-minute barrier. Doctors were saying, hey, you can't do that. You know, man, the human body simply will not take that much stress. Why? Your heart will come right out of your body. And for years and years, they could not do it. But because Roger Bannister was a flea trainer, was not influenced by the negative opinions of others, he developed a plan of action. He figured out, measured exactly how long his strides were. He knew how many he would have to take to run a 440, then an 880, and then on to the full mile. He hired a couple of guys to be his lead men, and they set the pace for him for three quarters. And then Roger Bannister gave it all he had, and he broke the barrier. Now, let me emphasize a point. It was not a physiological barrier. It was a psychological barrier. Because when Bannister broke the barrier, then other people started saying, hey, if he can, I can. And today we've had hundreds of young men to break that four-minute barrier. So be a flea trainer, jump out of the jar, follow the positive examples, and if you do, I will see you at the top.
Okay, well, I love that one too, because talk about another, just like the fleas. I mean, this was a literal perceived obstacle, a limitation that then was done away with, and it just opened the doors wide open. I mean, Tom, I know you see that in working with people right there in Ziegler offices and then talking to millions worldwide. You see that happen over and over. It's something you strive for. Can we just get them just an inch past that perceived obstacle, and then they'll be free?
That's right. And one of the things I have is I call it an are you kidding me moment. And this is what I see real frequently is somebody looks at the biggest trauma they've ever been through in their life, and they use that as the reason why they can't be successful, right? And I'm like, are you kidding me? The trauma that you've been through, the mountain you've had to overcome, the struggles you've had to persevere through are the very reasons that you can be used in this area. It's the way God's going to use you in a way you never even imagined. And the simple story of that is I was working with a guy. He was in real estate, and the real estate market, as everybody knows, it collapsed 5 or 6 years ago. And he and his wife were together probably earning $500,000 in income. And it went down to about 10% of that. Well, that financial stress pretty much wiped them out. It almost cost them their marriage. You know, they had to sell things and they went through all kinds of challenges. And he sent me a long email and it basically said, hey, you know, I'm sticking in this real estate thing, but I don't know if I'm worthy to sell real estate anymore because of all the trouble I've been through. And so I wrote him back and we had a call. And on the call, I said, are you kidding me? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, tell me something. You're still in real estate. He said, yeah. I said, most of the people who come to you, why are they coming to you? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, are they going through the same thing you went through? Are they downsizing because of, you know, economic stress? And he said, absolutely. I said, who better than you, with all of your expertise, been in the fire, who better than you to basically shepherd them through this process because it's so tough? You are perfectly positioned. And it's like I could feel the light switch go on in his head. It wasn't, Kevin, it wasn't 2 weeks later when he sent a long email, about 10 pages long, describing how he'd had this, he called this lady and she was desperate and, you know, her and her husband were going through a divorce and they were fighting over the house and they were just going to let it go back to the bank. And he was able to mend a relationship between the two to allow them to sell this house because he entered the conversation with this, hey, I know a little bit about what you're going through. Let me help. And so when people get that idea of, you know, are you kidding me? Man, the perception that you have of why you shouldn't do it might be the very reason you're perfect to do it.
Well, I love that, Tom. And I'm, one thing I want to pull out of that, and this is a last point that we can hit here. And then if you want to give us a couple words just about these Christmas packages again, but with, and in this analogy that your dad so eloquently used where Roger Bannister, you know, came under the 4 minute mile, then all these other people achieve that as well. And they continue to today. I love the reality that as hard as it sometimes is to overcome those, you know, expectations that we have, negative influence of others, if we will do it, if we will persevere and achieve something, it will give permission to so many more people to do that as well. Whether that's your spouse, your kids, friends, family, it's a gift. Now you may have to withstand some of their criticism to do it, but then it just, it's a reality that it gives them permission. And it's like what, Tom, the ripple effect, the butterfly effect.
Yeah. Give yourself permission.
Yep.
You'll be pleasantly surprised every time you give yourself permission, the doors that open up. And I'm on a quest right now. I started working out again a few weeks ago after a long layoff, and I was like, man, I don't even know if I can do 5 push-ups. But instead of saying, you know what, I can never be in the shape I was, why even bother? What I decided to do is to add a push-up a day. A push-up a day. Oh my gosh. And I'm doing some other things too, but adding a push-up a day, it's like I'm looking back and I'm like, I'm almost to 20, Kevin. Can you believe it? I could do 20 push-ups without stopping. That's... I mean, if you were to look at me, shocked, right? But 3 months from now, where will I be? I mean, I'm sure I won't be able to do this for the rest of my life and do 5,000 push-ups in a row. But the point is that we have this perception of we can't do it, why bother? When the reality is, if we just take that first step and do a little bit more every single day, that little bit of extra, everything changes.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we know that. So again, shameless self-promotion here. We want you to help yourself do these things, help others do that. And a great way to give a great gift. Tom, any last word on the Christmas packages that, again, are at Ziglar.com/Christmas2014? Gives you the opportunity to give a gift that embodies just what we're talking about here.
Yep, absolutely. You know, the packages we have, if we have 7 of these packages and they're at all different price points, anywhere from 48% to 66% off. These are the classic materials that Dad has done. A couple of them that I'm extremely excited about is we have his How to Stay Motivated CD series, which is the number one selling program he's ever had. 19 CDs, over 21 hours. It's normally $269. It's only $129. I love that one because it's everything about building the right person and building the right relationships and the goal setting strategy. The other one that I love is the Heart Package. And this is the books that we have. And it's 3 of Dad's books, Conversations with My Dog, Success for Dummies, and Zig the Autobiography. There's 3 great stocking stuffers here. 3 different gifts you can give. If you bought them all separate, it'd be $58, but you can get all 3 books for $29. Those 2 packages are fantastic. But my personal favorite is our Christmas package on faith, and that's because Dad's daily devotional is in it. And every day I start off my day, I love it. I start off my day reading the devotional for the day, and it combines Dad's favorite quote in scripture with the motivational message. And it's just a time of reflection. It only takes about 3 or 4 minutes to read the page. And every time I go through this, it's like something new is there. So there's a CD series on Proverbs there as well. And his book, God's Way is Still the Best Way. That is a great package if you want to grow spiritually in the faith aspect. There's more on the Christmas specials, but we don't have time for all that. Just go and check it out at Ziglar.com and you'll see them there.
All right. Well, hey, that I'm going to wrap us up there. Again, what does desire require? We hit number 1, desire requires commitment. Number 2, desire requires us to increase our expectations of ourselves. And a subset of that is to conceptualize, to get it down, write it down on paper, make it real. The 3rd thing, desire requires intolerance of limitations. And I like to say, again, those real and perceived limitations, because many of them are not literal. They can be overcome. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, this is our live show, but it's our podcast. So this will go into iTunes. So we'll be back with you next week, December 8th at 1 p.m. Central Time, live at ZiglarShow.com. You can join us there. This is then what is posted into our podcast, which many of you listen to in iTunes. Again, I would be incredibly grateful if you've had benefit from the Ziglar message and from the show here to give us a review. That helps our exposure increase to other people. Tom, brother, thank you as always. Everyone, we will be back. Hope you're having the beginning of an incredibly blessed and merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning into The Ziglar Show. Sign up for new show alerts at ZiglarShow.com. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.